Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Nida, Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the 12th Mishnah of this sixth parak. Shtei Sarot Amrot Bepara Uvin Gaim Amrot Bechol Makom. So we talk about Shtei Sarot. First of all, for Para, if it has two black hairs, it's invalid. Para Duman Negaim, if it has two white hairs, Nekvi Negav Amrot Bechol Makom. And including our case, what's the shear? Kedei lachuf roshan leikaran, de Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says they have to be big enough to fold it over so the top can go to the root. Rabbi Lazar omer kedei likrotz betziporan. You have to be able to grab it with a fingernail. Rabbi Kiva omer kedei hishiyo nutalot bezug, so they can be cut with the scissors. Rabbi Chista marukva alocha kedei kula lachmir, sort of echoing what we heard from Rabbi before in a different context. We rule like all of them lachmir, meaning if any of these signs come along, then she's a gdola, it's invalid, it's a nega. Okay, the next Mishnah begins us on a route that's going to take us through the next para. Karoa ketem. When a girl sees a ketem, we've dealt with tamim earlier, a ketem simply is a stain. And the ketem, of course, has to be the right color for it to be considered. So a woman sees a ketem on her garments, harezu mukukelet, she has now had her calendar messed up, because we don't know when she saw the ketem, so we don't know when her yemei nida start. Vechoshesh mishum zov, and she has to be concerned. If it has been 3 days since she last checked the garment, we have to be concerned that she may be a zavat. The verb mayor. Chachamim ein baktamim mishum zov. There is no such consideration. Now, man chachamim. Who are the chachamim here? Avachanim antignosu. Avachanim antignosu mer. Ktamim ein ba mishum zov. There's no consideration of zov. Upamim shaktamim mevi'in the day ziva. But he does admit that sometimes it could lead to ziva. Ketzad. Lavsha gimel chalukot abdukot la. Let's say she had three garments that each of them was checked and clean, and she wore them on three successive days. Matzalem ketem, and each one she found a ketem on. Osharat, and this is during Yemei Ziva. Osharata shnei yamim, or she saw dam for 2 days. Vechaluk echad, the third day she saw on a garment. Harehinik tamim avim de ziva. That could lead to ziva. That's what Chinuim Tigros. Now, hashta shlosha chalukot talav migufa kachazia. Think about this. If she saw on three garments, which she didn't see from her body, meaning she doesn't know it came from her body, but that's the suspicion. Chashinan, so shnei yamim chaluk echad mibaya, so do you have to tell me that if she saw dam for 2 days and then 1 day on the garment? So the answer is, ma'udatema koki agavna mevia korban v'nechal. I might think that if she saw dam and then had 1 day of a garment, she'd bring the korban and it would actually be eaten. As a vadai zava, kamash balan, that it's still a suffix. Amarava Bahazachan Rukhanin Tignos the Rabbanan. So Rava says Rukhanim Tignos had an argument against the Rabbanan, and his argument carried the day. What's his argument? Ma'ishta pachot migimel grisin. The shear of a ketem is the size of a grease, of a bean. So you agree, Rabbanan, that if the size of the thing is less than 3 grisim, makom achad lo chashinan, then we'd say we're not concerned that she's a zava, even though theoretically one could be piled on the other. You assume it was seen over 2 days, and 2 days, that's not a zava gdola. So shlosha grisid makom achad nami. So even if you see 3 in one place, you should still say, nematarti upaga migufa kachazite, 2 and a half, 2 and some fraction were from her, but not enough. Idach agazu madam macholatu. The rest of it, a little bit of blood, and some louse came and bled there. For Rabbanan's answer is, came into ikel efluge the grease v'od l'chol yoma, since it could be divided into a grease plus a smidgen. For each day, lo talinan, we don't say that it really was something else, like an outside agent. For Rabbanan Matigno says, gimel grisin makom achad hu d'lo chashinan. When he's not concerned if it's gimel grisin in one place, haba gimel makomot chashinan, but if in 3 different places he is choshesh. He said only if it's 3 different garments we're concerned, but not 3 different places. The answer is the Divrem de Rabbanan Kamarlahu. He was speaking to the Rabbanan in their terms when he said that. Lididi, according to me, Gimel Chalukot in Megum Kamot Lo. Only if it's in 3 different garments, then we're concerned, but 3 different places on 1 garment, we're not concerned. But according to you, but at least agree with me that if it's in one place, that most of it, but not all of it, is from her, and some of it's from outside. The idea is that this louse fed on the blood, and then died there and had its own blood. For Rabbanan's answers, they stuck by their position. If there's enough there to say there's a grease plus for each day, then we stick with that. Tana Rabbanan, raw ketem. If there's enough to say there's three grisin plus for different parts, there's no reason to be worried. She's a zava. If you have an agram and mishum Rabbi Yossi, remember that name. She's in either case, even if there isn't enough. Amar Rebbe. So Rebbe said to Yudban Agra, Nirin de Rebbe Yudban Agra v'shelo badka. That only works if she didn't check. We'll see what that means. V'divrei chachamim k'shebadka. And the chachamim k'shebadka. Now, one thing to keep into account is we're assuming now that there's not three grisim here. That's the machloket. But if there's two grisim, there's still a way she could be a zava, and that is if one of them happened ben ashmashot. Because ben ashmashot, we're going to say it's part of yesterday and part of today, and then when she sees the next day, she's got possibly 3 days. However, when is ben ashmashot? Ben ashmashot is sometime between when the sun sets and when it's dark. According to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, ben ashmashot starts at sunset and goes till a certain time, 15 minutes, 13 minutes, 18 minutes, whatever it is. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a single moment in time at the end of that period. When is that the end of the period? We'll see. So now, my badka, my lo badka. What did Rabbi mean when badka, lo badka? I'm a Rabbi Yishkachim, I'm a Baron de Veirav, the Yadfi Kamri. I found the students of Beirav saying, Hacha b'maya skin, I'm going, she badka tzma v'lo badka chaluka. She checked herself, but she didn't check the garment. That's what badka means. Now, v'tzma lo badka, she didn't even check herself, ela ben ashmashot Rabbi Yehuda, during the earlier part of ben ashmashot. She didn't check at the very end. The Rabbanan Savri, what's Rabbanan's position? That's Laila. And therefore, there's nothing to check there as special. She checked during the Ben Ashmashot of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, there's nothing to be choshish for. We know that whatever Ketamim she has here are from 2 days and not three. Rabbi Yossi l'tamed, Rabbi Yossi sticking to his own position, that one moment at the end is a suffix. Since she didn't check during that time, she might have seen over 2 days, plus the third. Rava says, I told these students, if she had her hands there, the whole Ben Ashmashot checking, so you have a good point. Maybe she saw the minute she took her hands away. Maybe that's when there was dam. What was their answer? You're right. We only meant our psak when she was checking the whole time. Amar Rebbe. So Rebbe then said, Nirin de Rebbe Yehuda ben Agrak shelo badka. What is my lo badka? What does it mean, lo badka? Il bin abadka, Rabbi Yehuda, lo badka, Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, lo badka means she didn't check during the entire time, just the first part of Ben Ashmashot. Mechad Rabbi Yehuda, sabar fagav, badka, batavayu chaisha. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if she checked during the entire time, she's still choshesh? Ha badka, she checked. What's to be choshesh? El apshita, lo badka, lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi. Must be Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi says lo badka means she didn't check during any of that time. But Kavra beautiful, but Kavra Yosef, she checked during the first part of Banish Rashot, Lo Chaisha, nothing to be choshish for. Alma, so what do we see Rebbe holds? Banish Rashot to Rebbe Yossi, the Rebbe Leil Yehu. Rebbe holds, that's full Lila. So Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. Divrei Chachamim k'shebadka, what did Rebbe say? I hold like the Chachamim when she checked. Now what does Badka mean? It has to be consistent. Elaim Adava Badka, but Rebbe Yehuda, Velo Badka, but Rebbe Yossi. So Rabbanan say that even if she didn't check at all, nothing to choshish for lo bad, because she didn't check. It must be checking means during the entire time. If she only checked during the first time, chashina. So now we see that Rebbe holds sveikahave. So kash Rebbe yad Rebbe, we have a problem within Rebbe here. Because his comment about halacha Rabbi Yossi, as it were, kshelobadka and Rabbi Yehuda kshebadka, leads us to opposite conclusions about what Rebbe believes about Ben Ashmashot of Rabbi Yossi. The answer is hachikam ar nirin derin div Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra lirabanan de lo badka klal. So Rabbanan will agree with him if she didn't check at all. Lobad Rabbi Yossi, lobad Rabbi Yehuda, she didn't check at all. They only disagreed if she checked during the first time Ben Ashmashot, because they hold that after that it's Laila, and it's only one day. She didn't check at all. Module, they agree that she is Choshesheh, and even if she only sees two Grisim, it might be over 3 days. Or Minu, watch this challenge. Now that all is fine, now the challenge. Haro'a Ketem. L'ri'yam Merubah, which means three Grisim, Choshesheh. She has to be Choshesheh. L'ri'yam Mu'etet, ena Choshesheh. So far, so good. Like Rabbanan, but Zudi ve Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra shem Rishum Rabbi Yossi. In this Braita, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra quoting Rabbi Yossi, the opinion that he countered in the other Braita. Now, Amar Rebbe, and what did Rebbe say back to him? Ani shamati menu, meaning from Rabbi Yossi, Sha'achatzuvachatzuchosheshet, meaning Rebbe is now taking the position that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra took earlier in the other Braita, and here he's taking it against him about what Rabbi Yossi said. Uminatama Zamarli, and Rabbi Yossi explained it to me. He said, Uma ilu nida shalei frisha betahara. Let's say you have a nida who didn't do a hefsek betahara. Minamincha lumala. Lote becheska tmea, she has a cheska tuma. Venirin dvarav shabadka. And I think that he's right when she did a badika. My badka, what does that mean? Meaning, Rabbi says, I think Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is right if she did a badika. My badka. Ilu badka, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Rabbi Yossi, she did a partial badika, not all the way through. Even if she didn't do any bedikah, she doesn't be choshesh. For the bedikah, she didn't check. Maybe she saw ben hashvashot. El pshita bedikah ben Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi says it's only if she checked during the whole time. So Yehuda ben Agra in this version must hold that if she only checked during the first part of ben hashvashot, she's okay. Alma ben hashvashot Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra leliyu. So he must hold that Rabbi Yossi's ben hashvashot at the end is already Lila, what we had Rebbe earlier. So kash Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. We've got a contradiction between his two versions. So bishmilah below Rebbe. If I didn't have Rebbe in the mix, I said lokasha. Hatan vodka Rabbi Yehuda below vodka Rabbi Yossi. I would say, when does Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra take the stern position? If she only checked during the first part. Hachad vodka Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. And when does he take the lenient position if she checked all the way through? Elbet Rebbe Kasha, once I have Rebbe in here, I've got a problem. The answer is Trey Tanai, Velibet Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. We have two versions of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, what he said. Hai Tana Sabar, Shalim ben Hashmashot to Rebbe Yehuda, Hadachai ben Hashmashot to Rebbe Yossi. This Tana holds that when Rebbe Yehuda's ben Hashmashot is over, then Rebbe Yossi starts. So according to them, that's Lila. Hai Tana Sabar ben Hashmashot to Rebbe Yossi, Meshach Shaykh ben Rebbe Yehuda. That it actually is at the end of Rebbe Yehuda's period, and so therefore that would be considered ben Hashmashot. Okay? Tana Rabbanan, Haroa Keta Metama Atzma Mekodshim L'Mafrei, Devi Rebbe. Rebbe says that she's Tameah and Kodshim that she touched with Tamei all the way back to the last time she checked this garment. Rebbe Shimon Elazar Omer, no, Kodshim Metama, but Atzma Eina Metama. She's not Tameah. Shaloya Kitma Chamor Miriata. Think about this. If she has a Riyah, she only goes back 24 hours. How could a Ketam be more Chamor? Tamei more all Rabbanan, unless a woman actually feels or sees it coming out. She's not Tameah Doraita. But that's not true. But sinukit machamur miratali yon kodshim. But you just agreed that for kodshim it is more chamur. Elahatani yachid. This is what he said. Shimon Elazar Omer af kodshim ena matame. She's not matame anything. Lamafrei ashloi kit machamur miratali hold davar. It can't be more chamur than if she actually saw it. We should only go back 24 hours. And 24 hours in a ketem is meaningless unless she checked or did laundry exactly 24 hours earlier. Tan rabbanan. Rata ketem achakach rata dam. Let's say she saw a ketem and then afterwards in the same day she had dam. Tolakit ma b'riata made late. For 24 hours, she can say, that ketem is just an earlier version of that dam. Divrei Rebbe. Shimon Elazar Omer yomo. Only during the same day, not 24 hours. Amar Rebbe nirin d'varav mi d'varai. I think he's right. Shehu matakna v'ani mavta. Because he's fixing her up, and I'm messing her up. Matakna, what do you mean? Avuti ma'avila. He's actually messing her up. So Ravina epuch. So he says, yeah, turn it around. Rebbe should say, I'm right because I'm fixing her. No, take the statement as is. Shumataken hilchotel ide ziva. Meaning, what he's doing is by saying it's only today, means she's now got her calendar set. We know when you may need us, you may ziva. It's but I'm messing up because she doesn't know when her calendar is. Let's say a girl is tamea only because of a ketem. Does she then have to do afsek tara before counting seven nikim if she had the tamim over 3 days? Ishtik v'lamrala min l'omidi, he didn't answer. Zimini ashkhe diati v'kamar, but once in a while, Rabbi Zeira found Rabasi sitting and teaching. Tolakit ma b'riyata made late. Divrei Rebbe, quoted Rebbe, is saying that the ketem could be connected to the dam 24 hours back. Amar Shlokesh v'hu shabad kan. Amar Shlokesh said that's only if she checked. Rabbi Yochanan amar v'pi shalobad ka, even if she didn't check. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeira said, Rabasi, michal d'ktamim tzuchin afsaka b'tahara. So Rabbi Zeira asked him, does that mean that Tamim need to have Sek Patara? Amar Le'in, Rabasi said yes. Azim Nitzagin Baimina Binach. V'lomad V'lomidi, I asked you many times, you didn't answer me. So Dilma Gav Shitfach Atelach, maybe now that you were in the middle of learning, it came to you. Amar Le'in, Agav Shitfach Ateli, in the middle of learning, so it came to me, and now I remembered the answer. Okay, we'll continue with our final podcast in this parak, and the next podcast, in the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.